Blog Talk Radio.
If you want money, when you have it, you will find a way to keep it and make more of it. But if you want stuff, you'll find a way to get more stuff. This is why many of you have debt and not money. Your checkbook does not lie, and what it reveals is the most honest display of your true desire. For many of you, claiming you want more money is really not true, and it is time to get honest. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you on your mobile device, the web, or through my syndicated outlets. Welcome. I bring you topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt free wealth, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach of those who are faithful with what God has put under our control. Today's topic is, you don't want more money. Your spending habit proves that. Money hack. Okay, so let's go. Stuff. You have so much stuff that your garage is too full for your car, and even off-site storage is now necessary for you. As soon as your money comes in, it is spent on stuff. So what you really want is stuff, not money. Because if you want money, when you have it, you'll not only find a way to keep it, but you'll find a way to make more of it. But if you want stuff, you will find a way to get more stuff, which is why a lot of us are in debt and have no money. So I'm going to ask you to be honest with yourself today. This is not a show for a lot of people, or not a show a lot of you are going to like. But this is the time to get real. Let's get honest with ourselves. If you understand your real focus, you will have the opportunity to decide which way you really want to go. So what serves you better? More stuff or more money? Do you find that you have several bags of stuff you actually never use? That you could actually give away bags and bags and bags and bags of stuff and not even miss it? Sometimes we do need to refocus. We need to declutter, and we need to learn this important money hack that I'm about to teach you. You need to learn to pause. Now, ideally, I would tell you to wait a day, but a lot of you can't wait the day. So try this hack of waiting 30 minutes before making any purchase. So if you think you want something, pause. Wait. Wait 30 minutes. If you still want it after 30 minutes, then you may as well go and get it, because you're going to get it anyway. But try. Try to pause for just 30 minutes, and most of you will find that the urge to splurge will dissipate. For most of us, just a simple distraction from that decision to purchase, and boom, you don't want to purchase anymore. You change your mind in as quick as a moment. But it takes that distraction, and that distraction has to be deliberate, because when we're at the checkout line, it is deliberately set up for us to make those impulse purchases. Same way with things that you're thinking you want to buy. Just find some way to move your brain from it for 30 minutes, guys. It will make a huge difference to your wallet. And if you really end up after 30 minutes wanting it, you probably were going to buy it anyways. But if you find a way to pause, and then you'll find that a lot of those things you thought you were going to purchase, you suddenly don't need, you will find that your net worth increases and you have less clutter. Your net worth will increase and you will have more money. Listen, your debit and credit card transactions reveal your deepest truth. And it would only take me a few minutes of looking at those records to tell you what it is. And many of you would rather wallow in self-denial than hear your truth. For those of you who connect with me, you really will be forced to face that truth head on. So I'm doing this for you today. This is a DIY show. This is a do-it-yourself show. This show is going to have, well, I've already given you one immediate hack, but it's also going to help you explore your truth. And for those of you who are not really ready to connect with me, maybe you can, on your own, take a look at your situation and probably fix it. You know, I don't know. Some people can, but a lot of times if we are, our lives and the way we work put ourselves into situations, very few of us can actually take ourselves out. Very few of us can doctor ourselves, okay? So like I said, your credit and debit card transactions reveal your deepest truth. And it really would only take me a few minutes of looking at it to tell you what that is. Now, things like Mint.com, M-I-N-T, Mint.com, and even some banking websites have a smart budget tool that can track and sort your spending into categories and create a graphical picture of where your money goes. Now, if you're not currently using one of these tools, I'm going to suggest you start. So that's the next big tip for you. Start using one of those money tools that gives you a graphical picture of where your money is going, where your money is being spent. With a quick toggle, you can have this graphical display of where your money is going. And, you know, while a majority of your money is likely to be going on your basic living expenses, such as your rent or mortgage, your food, and your utilities, other spending is going to be very revealing. Things such as the kind of car you bought, how often and where you eat out, whether you shop for clothes and where, whether you're paying for escort services, and so much more. And it's not really going to tell me what you think it's going to tell me. You see, a lot of financial coaches do use these sorting tools, these graphical tools, to sort your expenditures, but they're using it to review your expenditures, mostly from an approach of helping you, say, improve your credit score or save more. Sorry, or even invest better. And these are all excellent goals. And these are things that I also help you with. But honestly, all those efforts and work is futile if the first thing is that you don't get to the heart of the matter, which is the matter of the heart. You see, I will look at those very same graphs and tell you something else. Yes, I can help you improve your credit score. Yes, I can help you and give you strategies to save more. Yes, I can help you with strategies for making more money. All of those things, yes. But before we do any of those things, the first thing I do is get to the matter of the heart. Now, this came about forefront in my work because my mother called me. My mother's a therapist, and she had a couple, a married couple with her, and supposedly the husband was a spendaholic. So she referred them to me because I am, you know, in the money and consultation space. And after listening for a short time, I said, I'm bouncing these people back to you, Mom. So we actually ended up coming up with a program, because here's the thing. The spending that this man was doing was a huge cry for help. You see, everybody was looking on and just seeing the spending. Everybody was looking on and seeing the challenges that came with the money going in all these, you know, crazy directions. Everybody wanted to put a Band-Aid on this problem. Nobody was seeing the real issue. This man had a huge cry in his heart, and he was trying to medicate that pain with money. When people spend their money, where and how they spend it is very, very revealing. So, for example, a lot of, you know, when you shop on clothes, and there's nothing wrong with buying nice clothes, guys, but for a lot of people, the real need is respect. The real need is to be acknowledged. The real need is to be loved. So they're medicating this need by buying all these clothing, hoping to get your attention, hoping to come up on your radar, hoping for you to finally say, wow, and take a look at that person. For the man who's spending money on escort services, he's saying, I'm not getting enough sex. He's saying, I need to feel in charge. He's saying, I want to feel important, and I want to my needs to be met. Some, you know, and if you were to say, look at my checkbook, for example, you would see that I spend a heck of a lot of money on personal development courses. My mother used to say to me, Trudy, oh my gosh, you're taking another course. You are a perpetual student. In her mind, it was a waste of money, okay? In her mind, I was spending all this money on classes and courses for what? Because she could not see an immediate translation of me learning to, say, make a widget and then selling that widget and making money. So to her, this was a total waste of time. But to me, the thing was that I was investing in myself. I am investing in my knowledge, my self-actualization, and I believe that I'm getting the highest return on investment, even if you cannot pin it to a specific expense. So it's not like I, you know, went to Rio and gambled and came home with 200% more than what I spent. It's not kind of anything like that. But people who do crazy things like jump out of airplanes, jump off of mountains, gamble, a lot of these high risk takers are also telling you something else. They want to live on the edge. They want to experience life with that adrenaline rush. And guys, once you identify the true need, you can begin to address that need in more healthy ways if it is showing up as an unhealthy thing for you. So when you look at your expenses, when you look at how money is being spent, it is very important. I know, it is very important, because what I'm really looking for is what is really going on, what is the heart of the matter. So once we get to that, then moving into, can we get you saving more money, can we find ways for you to expand that income, becomes more relevant, because now the need, your real heart of your matter, is being addressed. So let's say, for example, your need is to make more money. Now, but you also have a need for to be popular, to be, you know, recognized. Maybe then you want to go into something that earns you money but also puts you in the spotlight. If you have a dead end back, you know, behind the scenes job, yes, you might be making money, but it's not giving you that next piece of your puzzle. So you go out on weekends and you do stupid stuff to bring attention to yourself. So, you know, if you are needing to dress in gothic wear, or you're splashing your hair in purple and all that, this is also another way of saying, hey world, look at me. Hey world, I need attention. So it is not just because it's just expressing your style. It is also expressing something else. It is expressing a need to identify with a particular group. It tells us so much more. So honestly, guys, when you say that you want more money, this show is not necessarily saying that you really want more money. It's asking you to be honest with yourself. Because if you truly want more money, you will find a way to keep the money that you have. And you will not constantly be spending every dollar you have. If your goal truly is more money, then you will need to find ways to keep the money you have and take that money and make more money with it. But if your spending habit is showing that what you truly want is more stuff, then we still have strategies for that. Because guys, there really are ways to get the stuff you want and not necessarily always spend your money. Can you trade up? You know, the car industry has built a whole business on this. You trade in your current model for the next grade up. But there's other ways to do that too. You can go to the consignment stores. There are lots of high-end consignment stores that have the Gucci purses and the Anne Klein this and the Michael Kors that. You truly can get those things without spending all your money. You know, maybe you, I'm not a big fan of coupons, but I have to tell you, I love the Groupon site, Groupon, because it truly, and yeah, the thing about those sites is you have to be careful that you don't get caught up spending on the unnecessary stuff just because it looks like a good deal. But the point is, you can probably find more strategic ways to get the very things that you really do want. The big hack I told you about at the top of the show is to pause. If you wait 30 minutes and you still want the thing, chances are you're going to buy it anyways, even if you waited another day. So maybe you really do want that thing. Then if you find that you're purchasing things that you truly want and you truly love, then you will have stuff, but you will have stuff that you love, not bags and bags and bags and bags of stuff that you could just as heck do without, don't even remember, and never use. So it's not just about your spending, guys. It's about being honest with yourself. If you want more money, take the strategies that help you keep and make more money. But if you want more stuff, just be honest with yourself and let's look for strategies to help you accomplish that goal in a healthier way where you still retain some more of your money. So just to wrap up really quickly, number one, we want you to be honest about your motives, because your focus is, we're lying to ourselves saying we want more money because you're thinking more money will get you what? More stuff. So is it that you want more stuff or you want more money? Number one, be honest with yourself. Number two, big money hack, most important if you get nothing else, when you say you want something, pause. If in that 30-minute window, at the end of it, you still want it, you are going to get it anyways. And when you get it, it will be something you truly want. You will have stuff, but it will be stuff you love, stuff you enjoy, stuff you use. Number three, the other thing you want to do is, if you're not already doing it, is get one of those money tools like Mint.com, or look within your online banking to see if it's available, because a lot of features are available that you're not using, where you can display your spending graphically. You may need to go in and tweak and tell the software what these expenses are. So for example, I shop at Publix Supermarket or Winn-Dixie Supermarket. If it just shows up as Publix or Winn-Dixie, the software may not know those are supermarkets. But after you tell it once or twice, it will know and it will keep a track of that under the food category for you. So you want to use one of those graphical money softwares. And then when you look at the spending, ask not just how to rebudget or reshuffle your money, but really what is that graph telling you? Where is your real desire? Is your desire for personal growth? Is your desire for attention? Is your desire for respect? Because that's truly what you're trying to buy when you spend your money, okay? So those are some important things, guys. And if you do want to connect with me, if this DIY show just whet your appetite for, you know what, this girl really knows her stuff, you cannot always medicate yourself. You cannot always do surgery on yourself. But I can promise you, if you connect with me, expect the surgery. Expect to come face-to-face with your most honest self. And it's not just about reshuffling your spending so that you can improve your credit, save more, or make more money, but also to get to the heart of the matter, which is the matter of the heart, and address what is your true desire, your true driving spending triggers, and then how can we achieve those very same things that you truly want in the most healthy way while still keeping and expanding your wealth. Because over here at Profitable Stewardship Inc., guys, it's all about being turning what God has put under our control to a profitable outcome. If you keep spending it on things that ultimately you really don't want, don't need, and don't use, that is not being a good steward at all. Worst of all, a profitable steward. So to be a good steward, you have got to be using what is in your control wisely, and those things are your time, your assets, your resources of all sorts, your mind, even how you take care of your body, guys. We're, you know, so many of the celebrities, Prince just died recently. I don't know when you're listening to this show. He has contributed so much to the world, but guys, he's no longer here. And he died at 57 years old. That's just a few years away from where I'm at right now. We've got to really think about being good stewards of everything that's under our control, especially when it comes to our time, or resources, our mind and our body. Trudy Bearman here. I am super simple to find at trudybearman.com. I invite you to connect with me. When you go to my website, simply look for the schedule a free 30-minute session with me. I guarantee you will be heard and you will be given resources that will fit your immediate need. And then we can explore if that is a relationship that is worth continuing beyond that conversation. So I do absolutely look forward to connecting with you. Thank you for joining me today on Debt-Free Wealth Radio.